The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
And welcome to Radio Friends. This is Friday. It's May the 18th. We've gone through another whole week, and we're going to wrap up the week with Major Kendall Matthews, Salvation Army. Good to have you here, Major.
Always a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. We were talking before we came on today. You told me something I didn't realize. You have a garden at the Salvation Army, a vegetable garden, right?
That's correct. You know, it's important that we teach our residents who are there how to garden, how to fend for themselves.
Yeah.
And, you know, gardening, the weeds grow there and vegetables grow there. And oftentimes, we're teaching them more than feeding themselves. But sometimes there are weeds and such that fester in the lives of those who we serve.
I like that.
You like that. People who we serve have to deal with substance abuse, have to deal with domestic violence, have to deal with getting back on their right feet. And those may be the weeds
that
need to be pulled.
That you, that's a good way to describe it, because you weed the garden, you pull out the bad stuff that is keeping the vegetables from getting all of the nutrients and growing into productive plants.
Correct. We want people to experience a spiritual growth and a miracle grow, in that people are growing in their life. They're growing how to learn how to fend for themselves. They're learning and growing how to grow a garden and reap. You reap what you sow.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're sowing good seed, then you're going to reap good seed.
Yeah.
And oftentimes people who are in homeless situations are reaping bad seed.
Right.
And they need to be relearned and retooled how to reap good seed. And the garden is a great example.
It is.
Of that.
There's nothing like working out in the soil,
mm-hmm.
smelling the good earth on your hand, and then looking at the produce that you're harvesting from your toils in
That's
the
right.
soil. And it besides, the food tastes so much better that you grow yourself, but there's that certain feeling
of satisfaction.
Of satisfaction. That's the right word.
You know, to go from seed, you know, from a mustard seed to mustard greens,
mm-hmm.
you know, to see something.
Well, you're watching a miracle. You know, I think of this when you put a tiny seed in the ground, especially like the lettuce seed,
the lettuce seeds
or the spinach seeds. They're so tiny. You can barely see it. You put it in the ground, you cover it, and you say, "Oh God, take care of it, let it produce something." And then it bursts forth, and you're harvesting that, and you're enjoying it, and it's nourishing your body and your soul at the same time.
And see, Paul, that's what we're teaching our residents. We're teaching them that just growing a garden is good for the physical. But then that same lesson is applied to pulling the weeds and keeping the weeds from growing in your life. Weeds of despair and hopelessness, mm-hmm. weeds of unemployment, those weeds that need to be extracted. And the residents are doing a good job. They're down there getting their fingers dirty.
You use that food then. You use that food for the meals.
That's correct. And see, that makes it even more satisfying to know that people now are not just reaping for one or two people, but they're reaping for the whole house, the whole harbor house. And people are able to partake of that. And it helps us with our expenses. It helps with morale. It helps with getting people motivated. Mm-hmm. It's just all around a great thing to garden.
Now, this is both in Columbia
and Jefferson City. That is correct. Jefferson City, I was just there today, was rushing there today here, and the garden is beautiful. They planted lettuce. The onions are coming up out of the ground, and the residents are just so proud because it's not my garden. It's their garden.
Exactly.
And then they're taking ownership for something. People who are in homeless situations have lost the whole notion of ownership. You know, they just want to be out on their own with no discipline and no direction. Here, They're taking ownership for watering, weeding. God sends the sunshine. God sends the rain. Mm-hmm. And what's left for them to do is tend to the garden. It's mm-hmm. like raising a baby.
So when is this the first year you've done the garden?
This is our fourth year. This is our fourth year as regional coordinators in this area. And we came with this whole idea of teaching our homeless people how to garden. It's something mm-hmm. that my father taught me as a young boy
so
in
did
Detroit.
My father.
You said, you got to get up there, boy, and turn that dirt. And I said, why do I have to turn the dirt? Well, that way it gets the nutrients mixed up and you can do your rows a lot easier. I didn't know all of that. Well, here I am today.
You're kind of like the father figure.
I'm kind of like the father figure saying to them, let me show you. Turn that dirt. Till that ground. Make sure you put those rows straight. And all of this impacts them, not just physically, but it has a spiritual impact.
Exactly. Now, besides the garden, what else is going on?
Well, you know, we're excited about a lot of things that's happening at the Salvation Army. We're excited about the SAL Corps. You've heard of Peace Corps. You've heard of AmeriCorps. Mm-hmm. We've established a SAL Corps.
And what is a SAL Corps?
It's a service learning program where we're having students who are in counseling, students in social work, students who are the Asian Affairs Department at MU.
Well, you brought one of the students out here
several months ago.
That's the SAL Corps.
That's the SAL Corps. And what that does is it's a combination of saving students through service, but it's a combination of service and education. And putting those two together, where they're working in our thrift stores, getting experience about retail, getting experience about donations, customer service. They're working in our social services department where we're teaching them, you know, about how to do proper social work. They're also working at our Harbor House shelter, getting experience about...
So how many students have you got?
We have...
And this is all volunteers?
This is all volunteers. Most of the students, we have about 5 students now. These students are also simultaneously fulfilling a requirement at either the MU or Stevens College or Lincoln University. And so these students have to do it. They're intern, but it's an intern combined with service learning project. Hence, we've created this SAL Corps.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. That sounds wonderful. There's so much that the Salvation Army offers our community.
Yes.
Whether you actually need the Salvation Army in your life right now or not, the Salvation Army is an integral part of every community that you're there.
That's correct.
When I say whether you need them in your life or not, we do need the Salvation Army in our life, whether we're homeless or we're very well-to-do, because you serve a very important service to our community. And if you'd like to help out or you need more information, what is the Salvation Army number?
It's 442-3229.
Okay. We're out of time, Major. Yes. Thank you so much for coming by.
My pleasure.
MU Healthcare and Concert Series Fundraiser. That's our topic tomorrow. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Our audio is Pat Akers, KBIA, floor director Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. I said tomorrow, I mean Monday. We'll see you Monday. Bye-bye.